Welcome to Linux in a Shell, episode 18, The Link Command. My name is Dan Washko. I'm going to be your host today. We're going to talk about the link or LN command, but before I do so, I want to encourage you to listen to other shows on Hacker Public Radio and or consider contributing to Hacker Public Radio. It's a fantastic community, always looking for contributors, and always an entertaining and informative show. So Hacker Public Radio, support them listening or contributing either way. And I want to thank them for supporting this show and hosting the website and the audio, hackerpublicradio.org. Today we're going to talk about the link command, LN for short. The link command essentially creates a link from a file or directory to in a different location. Some operating systems call these shortcuts, but in Linux and BSD, they're called links. And they're created just by using the LN command. LN command, at its heart, takes one parameter. At its heart. Actually, two parameters. I recommend always two parameters to the link command. But you could actually get away with only one parameter. Getting ahead of myself a little bit. What the link command takes is ln, and then it takes the target directory or file, and then the link you want created or where you want it created. Let's say you wanted to create a link to your a file named test in your home directory, and you wanted to link that into your home directory in a subfolder called download. Well, all you would have to do is type ln /home/Dan, that's what we're going to use as a home directory, /test, and then the target and the destination would be /home/Dan/download/test. And it would create a link in download that points to the file test in your home directory. Now that's a high level of the way this works, and I said that it only takes really one parameter. If I would have just said ln space /home/Dan/test, and I was in the download directory and hit enter, it would create the link to the test file as if I didn't specify the file name. It would just create a link called test, which would point back to the test and home Dan. Now, that's in a nutshell. We're going to build off of that syntax, but before I continue on the different options, you have to realize that there are two types of link files. So a hard link, which is created by default, and a symlink, a symbolic link, which you would have to specify the dash S. And what the difference is between these two really hinges around the concept of an inode. Okay, now the Linux file systems, except for most Linux file systems, except for RiserFS, uses what's called an inode. And an inode is a data structure object. So you have, for a file to exist in the Linux file system, you kind of have three different components. You have the inode, you have the directory listing the file name, and you have the actual data of the file. So what the inode is, an inode contains all the metadata for the file, but it doesn't contain the data and it doesn't contain the file name. It contains stuff like permissions, where the file is in the file system, the access time. It contains all that meta information, but not the actual data for the file or the file name itself. So every file or directory in the Linux file system has an inode associated to it. Now, what a hard link is, okay? A hard link creates a special kind of file, a link, that is essentially has the same inode as the target file. So the hard link shares the same inode as the target file, and that inode points to the data for the file, but it has a different file name, because the file name is stored in this directory. So hard links have the same inode. Now, a symbolic link does not share the same inode. It is merely, it has a separate inode, but it is a special file that points to the file data and file name in the file data in a different location. So a symbolic link is a more of a pointer that points to the data for that file. It has its own inode and its own file name in the directory structure. But a hard link shares an inode and has a different file name and different and points to the same data structure. So that's the differences between a hard link and a symbolic link. Now there's some restrictions here. One of the restrictions is with a hard link cannot span file systems or partitions. All right, so a hard link has to exist in the same file system as its target and on the same partition as its target. A symbolic link is not restricted by that. You can create a symbolic link that spans file systems and different partitions. Also, you generally cannot hard link to a directory. In some special circumstances, as the super user, you can, but most of the time, if you try to hard link to a directory, even as a super user, you will it will bark at you and tell you you can't do it. So if you want to create a link to a directory, it has to be a symbolic link. All right, now let's cover some stuff here on links. So just remember, link two types of links: hard links, symbolic links, all based on inodes. Inode contains the metadata information for a file. Does not contain the file name and does not contain the data. Hard link creates a link that has the same inode as target, but is in a different data directory structure and points to the same data. Symbolic link is a different inode and points to the different directory, you know, file system name in the directory structure, and points to the same data, the data for the file. And you can tell, you can look at inodes if you want to with the dash I option to the ls command. So if you do a dash ls dash li, it will tell you the inodes of the file in question. So you can actually look at a link and see if it shares the same inode as its target. Very simple. Okay, so I had said that at its heart, the ln command only needs one parameter to target. If you are using the ln command, which is to target, it's going to create the link in the current directory with the same name as a target, so long as no other file or directory exists in that directory with the same name and the target is not in the same directory that you're working with. Otherwise, you would have to specify the link name. So I always recommend specifying the link name, just to be on the safe side. So again, in the example I used before, if we wanted to create a link to that test directory in the download directory, I had said ln space slash home slash dan slash test space slash home slash dan slash download slash test, and that creates a link. Now, default is creating hard links. If you want to create a symbolic link, you have to use the dash s command option. So it's, if I wanted to create a, for instance, let's say I had a www directory in my home directory with stuff I wanted to use as website files, but I didn't necessarily want to create a whole directory structure. I didn't want to move that into the website. I just wanted to do a temporary. This is a bad example, but bear with me. So my website, my Apache server hosts my website files. My document root is /var/ww/, and that's my document root. And in my home directory, I have a www directory. What I could do, like if I wanted to just temporarily share that out, there's a whole other ways of doing it, but we're just going to do a symbolic link. I can do a ln space dash s slash home slash dan slash www, and then do /var/ww/dan, and what that does is it creates a symbolic link from the home www directory in the var www directory called dan. So if you went to var www dan, it would take you right into the www directory in my home directory. Now, some things to be aware of how that all works. One of the issues that you need to realize with links is permissions. When you do a hard link to a file, essentially, because it's the same inode, they have the same permissions. That those files have the same permissions, and it'll always have the permissions of the file that you have created. So if you change the permissions on the hard link itself, you are actually going to change the permissions on the target file or directory. Well, target file. You can't really create links to directories. Whereas on a symbolic link, when a symbolic link is created, the permissions on a symbolic link are 777. They're world readable, writable, everything. That's the way they work. If you try to change permissions on a symbolic link, you are actually going to change permissions on the target file. So just be aware of that. It passes it through to the target file or directory. That's the way it works. Let's cover some other options here. So we talked about the dash S is for symbolic, creating a symbolic link. And you can create symbolic links across file systems, and you can create a symbolic link to a directory. One of the options that you have available to you is the ability, when you're doing it, an option is the, let's talk about backups. By default, if you try to create a link to a file and the link already your link already exists in a location, it's going to complain that the file or target already exists. So it's not going to let you create that link of that name. You can change that with the dash F or dash dash force option, which will erase any link that's there and overwrite any link or file that's there. To help out with that, you can use a dash B or dash dash backup. And that will back up any file that exists. Now, dash dash backup also takes with it an additional options. So it's dash dash backup equals, and the type of backup that you're going to do. There are four parameters that you can put in here. None are off, which means never make a backup. So even if the dash dash backup is given, so it's kind of like equals none or off. Either one of those, and it won't make a backup. Then there's equals numbered or T, which makes a number backup. And what you'll end up with is the file is already there. It's going to rename the file, the new file. It's going to be the same name, but then it's going to tack on the end of it, dot tilde, a number, dot tilde. Dot tilde, a number, tilde. So if every time that you create a link and it needs to back it up, it's going to increment that number. So it'll be dot tilde, one, tilde, dot tilde, two, tilde, and so on. Then there's existing. Well, I'll cover existing next. Then simple is just the file with a tilde after it. It's a simple backup. Now, the way that it operates is the final option was existing or nil. What that does is if it's a simple backup that already exists in place, it's going to use that. If it's a number backup that already exists in place, it'll continue to number. Otherwise, it's just going to go with simple by default is the way it'll operate. So the dash B command works just like dash dash backup, but it doesn't accept an argument. It kind of goes with existing. So if there's a numbered backup already, it'll continue with the numbered backup structure. Otherwise, it's going to default to simple. So that's what those do. There is a dash I or dash dash interactive, which will prompt you if the destination or the link already exists, or a file of that name exists, it will prompt you whether or not you want to remove the destination. So that's the dash I option right there. You can change the suffix for backups with the dash capital S or dash dash suffix equals, and then a suffix name. So instead of getting like tilde or tilde number tilde, it would just create that suffix name that you're going to use. And if it was numbered, it would create a number after it. So that's the dash S, capital S, or dash dash suffix equals, and then the suffix you want to use. There's a verbose option to ln, which is dash V or dash dash verbose, and that will echo out exactly what it's going to do. So if you did ln dash S for creating symbolic link, home, Dan, www to var www dan, it would spit out that it created a link to home dan, or created a link from home from www.var/dan2homedanwww. It's verbose. Kind of makes sense right there. You can create a relative symbolic link. Now, a relative symbolic link, generally when you create a symbolic link, you pass the full, the full parameters to them. It'll use the full parameters. Whereas if you create a relative symbolic link, it will create that link relative to the target. So if you were to pass, like I was saying before, the full paths, creating a symbolic link from /home/dan/www to /var/www/dan, when you go to look at that, the relative link that it would create in the var www dan would be, instead of showing the path to Dan in the home directory, it would be /../home/dan/www. So that's kind of what it does, is it creates a relative path from the location of the link to the target. So that works like that with the dash R. Now we are going to talk about some kind of little more complex aspects of the LN command. And one of those is the dash P, or capital P. The dash capital P makes hard links to symbolic links, okay? Which is kind of odd. You're like, well, why would you want to do that? I have no idea why you'd want to do it, but you can. If you were to do, like, if you were to say you had a symbolic link, and you did, let's go with the, back to the original example where we had a hard link to test, in the home directory to test in the download directory. If we had a symbolic link to test in the download directory to test in the home directory, and I tried to create a hard link against test in the download, essentially what it would do is it would create a hard link to its target. So by doing the dash capital P, that creates a hard link to the symbolic link. So now you have a hard link to the symbolic link as opposed directly to the target of the symbolic link. Why you would want to do that, I really do not know. But you can. Let me correct something there. Because I'm a little off on that. Let me rephrase something. If you attempt to create a hard link to a existing symbolic link by default, what it will do is create a symbolic link to the target of the existing symbolic link. So in the case, if I just did ln test and new in the download directory, new would be a symbolic link to the target of test, which is test in my home directory. Whereas with the dash P, creates a symbolic link, creates a hard link to the symbolic link. Now there's another option, dash L, which will tell it to create, in that case, a hard link to the target of the symbolic link. So the three ways that this works, trying to create a hard link to a symbolic link by default will create a symbolic link to the target of the symbolic link. Where if you pass the dash capital P, it's going to create a hard link to the symbolic link. And a dash capital L, or logical, I think it is dash dash logical, dash dash logical will create a hard link to the target file instead of creating a symbolic link. So I cleared that up. Understand that. There are two other options that I want to talk about. These are a little more complex and special in certain and very limited circumstances. It's the dash T or dash dash target dash directory equals and the dash capital T dash dash no target dash directory. These are a little more complex and have very specialized usages. And generally speaking, you probably will never need to use any of these unless you're actually programming. Trying to talk about these these more complex ones. And I'm going to throw the dash N in there also, because it operates like dash T, but it's a little weaker than dash T. They're really a little bit hard to talk about, because they operate on the differences between linking to, trying to link to a directory, or what the target is, whether a directory or a link. And they're rather, to speak of them is getting into a bit of wordplay and might not be able to convey the full understanding in the audio. I recommend that you go to the website and look at the examples for these commands. With the dash N, it depends on what the target is. If the target of the ln command is a symbolic link to a directory, instead of treating it as a symbolic link, it treats it as like a normal file. All right, and if you're using it, it's kind of a weaker version of the dash capital T, or dash dash no dash target dash directory, which essentially is kind of like the same thing. It would force the ln command to treat any directory or symbolic link to a directory as a regular file. And again, these are used in special conditions. It's generally you want to be careful about not creating hard links to directories, but you know, creating symbolic links to directories works fine. But if you're trying to create a link to a directory, you got to be aware of how these things behave. Generally speaking, if your target, your link name, is a directory itself, you create symbolic links to that directory. But if you can change how the behavior is with the dash N or the dash capital T to look at that symbolic link to a directory as if it were a regular file. The dash T and the dash dash T direct dash directory equals takes a directory after it, and it tells the ln command to use directory that you've specified as the specified directory option. Generally, you would use this in conjunction with another command that you're actually passing information to, like xargs would be a great example. If you are listing out or using find to find files of a specific type in a directory, you could pass that to xargs and then pass the through the xargs command, the output of that find command, to xargs to pass to ln to say, okay, using the dash T and specified directory name, path to directory, to use that as a directory and then create all these links in that directory. Go to the website, check that out. It has links to some further explanations, particularly the man page and the info page, and there's another page that I reference in there for what the dash T and the dash capital T mean. But chances are you will never use the dash N dash T dash dash capital T in your life, so the very outlying cases right there. But I've covered all the basics of the ln command. If you want to see it in action, head on over to the website, linuxintheshell.org. Look up this episode and watch the video, which will be posted up there. Also, I encourage you to do that anyhow, to read the full write-up of the ln command, get a better understanding. My name has been Dan Washko, and I thank you for joining me on Linux in the Shell, episode 18, with the link command, and thank Hacker Public Radio. You have a great day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.